Midway is an example of not too tight and not too slack. That's why they use the word midway. So when it comes to cultivation, you also have to understand that if you strive too hard without understanding, then it's not the middle path. If you are lazy, indolent, you are not serious, you don't have the faith, then it's the other extreme. That's why Sakyamuni Buddha, in his first sermon, when he spoke that Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, his opening statement is very important. He said, avoid the two extremes. The two extremes of indulgence in sensual desire and self-mortification. So avoiding these two extremes is about the mind. If the mundane mind indulges in sensual desire or sensual indulgence, or the other extreme is to torment yourself with self-mortification, thinking that they are the way forward when it comes to cultivation. No, if you do that, you will get yourself into trouble and tangle. So the middle path is not to indulge in sensual indulgence and not to cling on to what they call self-mortification. You have to maintain a proper body, a healthy body, with enough rest, enough food. Don't overeat. Then from there, you develop your cultivation. So if you do not hold on to the two extremes, your mind become beautiful. It is not holding on to sensual things, cravings and all those things. Then it's not there to mortify yourself and make your body weak and miserable. So striking a balance is what they call the middle path. Avoiding the two extremes is the same. But there is a deeper meaning. When you develop the cultivation, the deeper meaning of avoiding the two extremes is to transcend duality. Because when you understand how duality arises to the mundane mind, because duality exists within the mundane conditioned world. So to transcend duality is to go beyond the mundane mind, to realize the truth, to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena. Then when you can do that, the mind doesn't arise. That's why you need to be aware. Mindful. In sati. To realize the truth. Because truth is beyond thought, beyond time.